WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Four of the five major American symphony orchestras in New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Boston have been undergoing major upheavals in leadership, but none more radical than the 121-year-old Boston Symphony Orchestra. But classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that's not the only music story coming from Boston.
Seiji Ozawa is leaving at the end of this season after having been music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra for 29 years, longer than any other conductor. He'll be taking over the Vienna State Opera, which is one of the few positions in the classical music world that might be considered even more prestigious. On the other hand, James Levine, who has been leading the Metropolitan Opera for 30 years, now wants to devote himself more seriously to the symphonic repertoire and has agreed to come to Boston, where his handful of BSO concerts, unlike most of Ozawa's, have been major artistic successes. One of the reasons he said he wanted to perform in Boston is Symphony Hall, which is one of the concert world's acoustical marvels. In celebration of the hall's centennial, the BSO has just released a 12-CD set from its archive of live radio broadcasts, a disc each to former music directors, Serge Koussevitzky, Pierre Monteux, Charles Munch, Erich Leinsdorf, and William Steinberg, two discs to Ozawa, four discs of such diverse guest conductors as Leopold Stokowski, Aaron Copland, Guido Cantelli, and Klaus Tennstedt, but not Levine, and a disc of encore pieces and bits of rehearsals with Koussevitzky and Leonard Bernstein. Followers of the BSO might argue about the selections or the conductors themselves, but no question, the best things here are extraordinary mementos of a great orchestra. That's Koussevitzky conducting one of the masterpieces of 20th century music, Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra, which Koussevitzky himself commissioned for the BSO. It's the first broadcast performance, December 30th, 1944, barely a month after its world premiere. I also love hearing the great French conductor Pierre Monteux in some unfamiliar repertoire for him, like these stylishly Viennese waltzes from Richard Strauss's opera Der Rosenkavalier. For a relatively conservative organization, the BSO has had its share of controversy. Back in 1982, the orchestra invited Vanessa Redgrave to narrate a production of Stravinsky's Oedipus Rex, directed by the brilliant young Peter Sellars. But the BSO canceled the performances, claiming it feared angry protesters against Redgrave's pro-Palestinian position. The events of September 11th have also led to changes in BSO programs. This month, Robert Spano was scheduled to conduct the choruses from John Adams's opera, The Death of Klinghoffer, with a libretto by Alice Goodman about the Palestinian terrorist attack on the Italian cruise ship Achille Lauro, in which a Jewish American, Leon Klinghoffer, was murdered, then tossed overboard in his wheelchair. These seven choral sections contain some of Adams's most eloquent music, several depicting natural forces, ocean and desert, night and day, and two in the voices of Jewish and Palestinian exiles, both given equal time. Here are excerpts from the choruses of exiled Palestinians and exiled Jews on a new Nonesuch John Adams CD conducted by Kent Nagano. Both Robert Spano and the BSO management now feel that this is an inappropriate time to perform passages from a work about a terrorist act, especially since the husband of one of the chorus members was a victim of the September 11th attacks. But Adams and Goodman strongly disagree with this decision. "The time for escapism is past," Goodman has said. It's hard to sort this out. This piece has from its inception been difficult, controversial material. It would surely have been painful to perform and painful to hear right now. but I'm worried about an attitude that wants to protect audiences from confronting painful subjects, especially when that subject has such immediate relevance to what we're all living through.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. His latest book of poems is Cairo Traffic. This is Fresh Air.